bacterial isolations from operation theatres in a tertiary care hospital in India. Introduction. Pre-operative bacterial contamination of the wound is known to be a major risk factor for surgical wound infection. In order to minimize this kind of wound contamination, focusing on air bacteria released by the operating theatre personnel, ultra-clean laminar flow, that is LAF, ventilation system is introduced for use in operating rooms. Good hospital hygiene is an integral component for preventing hospital-acquired infections. The microbiological quality of theatre air is one of the significant parameters for controlling surgical wound infection. It has been calculated that for a procedure lasting approximately 1 hour, the total number of bacteria-carrying particles falling in the wound is about 270 per cubic centimetre. The risk of infection depends on how many of these bacteria are viable at the time of the wound closure, also species and virulence of the bacteria, the precise site of lodgement and integrity of patient's host defense. Material and methods. The present study was conducted in 7 operation theatres of a tertiary care teaching hospital of the capital city of India with 1,000 beds for a period of 1 year. Aim of the study was to assess the degree of contamination of the hospital operation theatres. Surfaces, that is floor, walls, other horizontal surfaces and all the easily accessible items were cleaned with detergents and carbolized at least once a day. None of the operation theatres are equipped with laminar flow or any other airflow system. Settle plate method was adopted using standard sized McConkie's agar and blood agar plates. Plates used were pre-incubated overnight under the conditions that matched incubation of air samples to be taken. This allowed the plates with contaminants to be discarded. Plates were placed on the floors, operation theatre tables and other horizontal surfaces and were exposed for 1 hour. Various sites chosen in the operation theatres were operating rooms, scrubbing room, autoclaving room and recovery room. After exposure of 1 hour that allows sufficient time for settling of particles in natural and efficient manner, plates were incubated in the incubator overnight at 37 degrees Celsius. Next day, colonies were counted and the representative colonies from each plate were picked up and confirmed by colonial morphology. Gram's staining and biochemical reactions, Staph aureus isolates were tested for antibiotic susceptibility according to standard procedure by Kirby-Boy method on Mueller-Hinton-Agar. Results and discussion. A total of 344 samples were taken repeatedly from 7 different operation theatres. They were processed and the isolates were Staph aureus 16%, coagulase negative Staph 26.7%, Acinetobacter spp 2.03% and Klebsiella spp 0.3%. Term contaminants is used for isolates other than pathogens. No attempt was made to record the number of people entering the rooms. The greatest effect on number is movement and presence of the patient and theatre staff in the theatre. Bacterial species identified were mostly coagulase negative staphylococci, which is similar to another report. Nasopharyngeal shedding from person participating in the operation can be the source of these airborne contaminants. Also, microscopic skin fragments are given off by the staff in theatres. These fragments get contaminated with microcolonies of bacteria resident or perhaps present on the individual's skin. Whilst individuals will have different dispersion levels, overall dispersion is increased with movement and the number of individuals present. Staph aureus was mostly sensitive to most of the commonly used antibiotics, tetracycline, erythromycin, cefalexin, gentamicin, ciprofloxacin, ofloxacin, oxacillin, vancomycin, cefuroxim, etc. Gram-positive bacteria could be detected significantly and frequently as compared to gram-negative bacteria, which are less often isolated from the environment. Crowding of surgical theatres by surgical staff, trainees and students is an important issue along with design, ventilation problems and overuse of theatres. Though settle plate method may be regarded as crude measure of airborne contamination, but does provide a simple and cost-effective way of enumerating the contamination rate of horizontal surface at multiple points. The results indicate exclusion from operation theatre of those with skin conditions at least in ultra-clean surgery. Slit samplers allow sampling over a short time period comparatively and hence indicates the occurrence of individual events like influx of excess personnel and unnecessarily opening the drawer. These events are lost while using settle plates since sampling is done for comparatively longer time periods. There are no standardized methods available in the country for air sampling in operation theatres or for its frequency, and also no report on the prevalence of types of bacteria is available. At present, there is no international consensus on the methods, types of samples, frequencies of sampling and tolerable limits of bioburden in operation theatres. This is the first time a study in India was conducted in order to determine air bacterial isolates in operation theatres.